China.
So is the egg made of that?
No, I've never seen a China egg.
Are you familiar with some sort of egg made out of that or something else like it that you might use to try to fool a hen into laying?
No, I'm really not.
Say if you had to go, if you were on a farm, you had a well and you had to go get some water, what would you probably take with you to carry it in?
A bucket.
What about if you were milking a cow? What would you take with you to carry the milk?
Now, I would probably say a bucket, but if I were using the set phrase, I would probably say milk pail.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
Basically, I would use them, the two words, synonymously, but if it were wooden, I think it would have to be a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were metal, it could be a bucket or a pail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, have you ever heard of ones that you might keep in the kitchen or around the kitchen to keep scraps and things for the hogs?
Goodness, I hope they wouldn't keep it in the kitchen. I have heard of a slop bucket, yes.
The way that I described it.
Yes,
okay.
As food for the hogs.
What about something bigger than that that you would put, you know, just general waste or refuse in?
You mean garbage can? Okay.
And something that you might, oh, say, cook ham and eggs in for breakfast to use on the top of the stove.
Skillet.
What's that made of?
Generally, it's just whatever comes with the cookware set today, aluminum. An old-fashioned one would be iron. Cast iron. I remember my mother was, I don't know whether she was really angry or just pretended to be, when on their first anniversary my father gave her an iron skillet for an anniversary present.
Uh-huh.
But that's what she had said that she wanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, does a skillet have legs or not?
No, it does not. I've never seen one that had legs.
Have you ever heard maybe of an old-fashioned one that people used to cook in the fireplace with?
Not a skillet, no.
Anything.
A pot of some sort.
But you're not familiar with spider?
No.
Well, what would you call a thing that you would probably use to, say, boil tea in?
Well, I just use a boiler to boil the water in for tea. If it were a special, the thing that sings and so forth, a special container for tea, that's a kettle.
Mm. Well, have you ever seen these, great big old cast iron things that usually sit in people's yards? I guess they used to use for boiling clothes or potatoes or something like that.
I don't know that I ever have really seen one. And if I saw it, I might be tempted to call it a cauldron, but that would be a literary word from witch's cauldron.
Would you, do you think you might call it a wash pot?
I doubt it. I might call it a pot, but I don't think I would say wash pot.
Okay. And a container that you would keep cut flowers in?
Vase.
What about one that you would grow the flowers in?
Flower pot.
Would you ever have that inside?
Yes.
Good.
I'm trying to think whether there, if it's something small and fancy, you'd still call it a flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
Planter, that's it. Okay, if it's something that's glass or decorative, it's a planter. And if it's just the earthenware thing, it's a flower pot.
Would you ever grow flowers in a vase?
No.
What about the different utensils that you use?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
And you might have a set of steak.
Knives.
And what do you say you do after a meal in order to get the dishes clean? First you have to...
Wash the dishes.
And then you would say to the woman...
She rinses the dishes.
What about the cloth or rag or whatever that you use when you're washing the dishes?
Actually, I don't. I use a sponge. But if I used one, I would call it a dish rag.